From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. The Missouri Senate reconvenes today after a month-long pause in the special legislative session. They'll consider regulations on abortion facilities that the House approved in June. The bill would mandate annual inspections, regulate the handling of fetal tissue, and give the Attorney General the power to prosecute violations of abortion laws. Supporters call it a common-sense measure for women's health and safety, but abortion rights advocates are mobilizing against the bill. Laura McQuaid is president of Planned Parenthood Great Plains. She says the proposed regulations are unconstitutional and intended to discourage clinics from offering abortion services.
This is not about health and safety. This is about preventing access to safe and legal abortion. Abortion is one of the safest medical procedures there is.
If the Senate passes the House bill without amendment, it could be headed for the governor's desk later this week. Low-income residents living in Columbia Housing Authority homes will soon be able to get free smartphones and wireless internet access. The Columbia Missourian reports the Columbia Housing Authority Board of Commissioners unanimously approved a resolution this past week to bring their residents free smartphones and a wireless network. All residents who qualify for federal subsidies are eligible for the program. The public-private partnership is possible through an extension of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development program called Connect Home, which aims to narrow the digital divide for low-income families. Mediation is the next step for a federal lawsuit that alleges a former Missouri police officer nearly killed a teenager with a stun gun during a 2014 traffic stop. Bryce Masters' lawsuit was filed against the City of Independence, its former police chief, and the former officer who fired the stun gun, Timothy Reynolds. Online court records show a mediator will hear the case August 9th. Witnesses testify that Masters went into cardiac arrest when Reynolds shot him with a stun gun after Masters refused to get out of his car. Masters was 17 at the time. Reynolds is serving a four-year prison sentence for violating Masters' civil rights. St. Louis police used pepper spray to disperse a crowd protesting outside the city's medium security jail because of lack of air conditioning at the facility. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports critics have sought to close the jail for years, alleging unsanitary conditions and abuse by guards. About 150 people protested Friday evening outside the prison, demanding that the workhouse be closed. The pepper spray was used shortly after officers ordered the crowd to leave. Temperatures were forecast to be near 100 degrees during the weekend. City Corrections Commissioner Dale Glass says a heat safety plan is in place, with a cafeteria and other common areas serving as cooling stations. Thousands of people remain without power in the Kansas City area after severe overnight thunderstorms. The Kansas City Star reports utility officials believe the power outages will linger today before everyone regains electricity. The storm generated wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour that knocked down trees and power lines. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.